Everybody, welcome back to Simply Soccer. I am your host, Michelle Hooting, back with my co-host, Christian Conway.
Lots to talk about, eh?
I'm so glad the Galaxy are sitting back at number one. Yes, I know you called it a signature performance against Vancouver. I'm glad that they dominated and got the win, but I don't know that I would call it a signature performance. Go for it.
Oh no, I mean they held on for a long stretch of that game. You know, it's one of those weird games where it's 3-1, right? But you don't feel great about leaving that game. But you know, I guess to distill it all, MLS is built around these kind of these moments, right? Where you might get shellacked by a Vancouver side that was playing at home, and you know, home field advantage in MLS is very much a thing, but you know, I think the Galaxy just, whenever they got on the counterattack, Vancouver just didn't know what to do. And I think they took a lot of advantage of that, you know, with allowing Riqui Puig to start running downhill, starting to get into space. I thought the overloading on the right-hand side, where, you know, they basically had Hansel and Peck in the same exact attacking zone. Like, they were on top of one another. It was like a two-striker system, but they were just tied to the right-hand side. I mean, they took advantage of the way that Vancouver positions their center backs. I think that was a very smart idea. I mean, also just Riqui Puig had a Riqui Puig game, right? Where he just goes supernova and you realize, okay, he's going to Europe sooner rather than later. I thought Pansel was fantastic in this game, but I didn't see anything that made me worried, but I do think good teams, they figure this kind of game out, right? Where, you know, they go, you know, they score early, they concede an absolute backbreaker of a goal on us off a set piece, and you know, Vancouver's off to the races, but the Galaxy just kept coming back, especially on the counterattack. I think that's going to be where we see this team a little bit more, I think, because if you look at the best Galaxy performances this season, they've all come when they've ceded possession of the ball, right? So Vancouver's possession numbers were the highest of this season for them. And so it was clear that they were trying to get a little bit more on the counter, playing against the ball. But Vancouver just wasn't going to give it to him at times. Possession battle, 58% to the Galaxy, 41% to Vancouver, which was basically Vancouver saying, or was the Galaxy offering the ball to Vancouver, Vancouver taking it, being very successful in their chance creation, you know, with 18 shots and 7 on goal. But the Galaxy just kept counterattacking them to death. I'm okay with them playing the way they did on Saturday on the road. I think if they had played like that at home, which they've done a couple times, that's when I'm a little bit more worried. But again, what I've always said is, when you are given an opportunity, good teams get draws in them, great teams get wins in them. And they got an opportunity. There are still problems. Like, let's not pretend there aren't. But this was another one of those times where I'm looking at the data points that I'm seeing as we begin this young season. And like, this is a playoff team. Like, are they an MLS Cup contender? Nope. But they are a playoff team. And that has been something that we haven't been able to say for a very long time.
Yes, and I'm gonna add here more criticism on Vanny just because I feel like we're contenders because the players on the pitch are good, not because of Vanny. I think that these guys, like how you said, they're able to figure things out. They're able to come back. The set pieces being an issue, that has to be something that they can figure out in training. That's a constant issue. The defense, another issue for me. Because I'm so glad that McCarthy comes up big, but why does he have to come up so big? This is the same thing where, okay, if it had been Bond or if it had been Bingham, those guys aren't going to make those saves. And McCarthy is able to make them, but it's still the same issue in the defense where he has to come up because the other guys aren't able to step up. I mean, I don't know if this is something that it's still early. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, first off, I don't think they have center backs that are good in terms of defending in the open field and defending one on one, excuse me. They have fixed that somewhat with the new signings and also the fact that Jalen Neal is coming back, so they will have a younger back line. I think that's just going to help. Any center back helps at this point. I think we're going to get to the point where maybe Will Kuntz signs one of us and at center back, even though I was a winger for most of my playing career. The issue is the fact is they've conceded 7 set piece goals in league play this year. That leads MLS. That's a problem. if you're already in week seven or week six or whatever week we're going to call this, because they have the split weeks and it throws me off, you're at this point where, you know, you've played seven games, you've conceded seven goals off of set pieces in those games, averaging a goal a game, you know, like that's a problem. And that's something that isn't just a problem, it's a fixable problem. So I don't know what Vanny and Kalichman and all the rest of them see in their set piece defense, but it's got to change. That's like the biggest thing for me. And it was the exact same play on the goal they concede, the same exact play, the goal they conceded to LAFC, which was a team that whipped in a near post ball that it somehow got to someone. I don't know what it is. They don't necessarily have a lot of aerial dominant players, so maybe it's they needed to bring in a guy that is good in the air to defend, but that's the big concern here. Now, I will say, I think the Galaxy did a lot of good getting Riqui Puig into positions on the center line where he was able to start getting some momentum, getting ahead of steam, and then the slip balls to either Pencil or Peck where they got Vancouver incredibly central, which I think was a really interesting thing they did. You see that situation in the second goal where Hansel has just got 3 miles of space, right? And so I'm pleased with the work that they did to get Vancouver compressed centrally and to ensure that Peck and Pencil could operate off that right-hand flank. That being said, I mean, there was a lot of risks they took in terms of player positioning where I can understand in a situation where you're playing a team that has pinned their wingbacks that high that you want to use the speed that you have in transition in order to punish them for that. It's just you were going to give a lot of opportunities to the other team. And that's a tough thing to do if you can't defend one-on-one, if you can't defend in transition, if you rest defense is broken. And yes, Puig was brilliant in this game. Like, this is probably one of the most impressive passing performances I've ever seen in MLS. That pass for the second goal is one of the most incredible passes I've ever seen, because he takes out literally four lines of defensive action. Like, that is hard to do. So that's good. And there are going to be a lot of situations the Galaxy find themselves in where they can just kind of brute force their way out of problems, which they didn't. It wasn't really brute force in the sense of like, root one it, have a guy that's 6'5", hit a header, and you're good to go kind of way of doing it. They just let Riqui Puig be Riqui Puig. And I would say probably about 60% of the time, that's going to be good enough. You're going to get through a game that way. The problem is that it's everything around him in terms of the systems and the structure and the strata that concerns me. Now, I do think, to Vanny's credit, because I know we are the yin yang of Vanny in, Vanny out, I do think Vanny has done a very good job of betting in Paintsill and Peck and providing them the framework to succeed. I think that's critical. I think also what he's done very well is making sure that Puig always has some space in the midfield system and allows Puig to be Puig, which I know that sounds like such a really dumb concept. Like, of course you're gonna let your best player go be your best player, like whatever he wants, let him do it. But there are a lot of coaches that will tactically break a player because the player doesn't fit the system that he firmly believes in. So I do think there is some things you can point to for Vanny that this season he's been given so much more in terms of resource support and stuff like that. We're seeing it. We're also seeing what we kind of know, which is the Galaxy are a very good team. They're a playoff-bound team. Are there significant systemic flaws in this team? Heck yeah. And that goal they concede, you cannot concede in MLS. The goal last week against LAFC, you cannot concede in MLS. But the fact of the matter is they have enough talent in the attacking third that they can figure their way out of a game. And I think this Vancouver game, yes, it's a 3-1 victory. And I do think they performed very, very well relative to stats. Is it a signature performance like I was asking for? I don't know, because I think this is a Vancouver team that isn't that good. It was going to come down to earth at some point. I think we're going to start seeing that regression as they enter into this road trip they're about to go on. But you do have to play the game in front of you. You do have to beat the team that's in front of you. And winning an MLS on the road is worth its weight in gold. The Galaxy did check every box on that front. So yes, there are problems, and we could be here for hours trying to figure out the divine the scrolls of why we can't play set pace defense. But at the end of the day, you were taking 3 points back to LA in a tough place to play against a team that was leading the league, like that will be a playoff team. And that's a good sign if you're going on the road beating playoff teams. That to me is a good thing. How they got there, that's another question.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is like winning is winning, and it doesn't really matter like how sloppy or anything like that. I am grateful for the 3 points. Playing on turf, on the road, all of those things count. All of those things matter. I mean, I'm sure that we sound like a broken record here where it's like, okay, the first half, that is all LA Galaxy's possession, and they just can't get behind and score. They get behind the net, and so it's like, and I think they hit the post again in the 8th minute. It's like, wow, what is this like repetitiveness? And typically, you know, these things are going to work themselves out. They're going to be able to be coached through these things. Like you said, these guys are big players. They've got the talent. They'll be able to work through it, to figure it out, and learn from their mistakes. But, you know, as a Galaxy fan, part of it is just kind of like a shadow of seasons past where you're like, wow, why do the guys keep changing, but we keep having the same issues over and over? Is that an MLS thing? Is it right now a Vanny thing? Because that to me is the common denominator when you have so many of these changes right now. I mean, I have to blame somebody, right? Maybe there is more than one thing going on here. But before I go into any other few points, is there, some comments you have? I have a ton of notes.
I think what was interesting was when they decided, you know, in the second half especially, to play against the ball. And it looked a lot better, where they were a lot more incisive because they allowed Vancouver to change the line of confrontations just a little bit. That gave Pansel and Peck and Pooch and all of them that little bit of extra room on the counterattack. I thought that was kind of interesting. The thing that Vanny's tenure with the Galaxy has, or that has struck me with Vanny's tenure with the Galaxy, is the fact that for a team that loves possession, and the Galaxy are a team that loves possession, like we cannot kid ourselves on that front, they do struggle to create chances. that is a very, very, very significant point that you made, that this is a team that, for having all that speed, having all that ability, having all that, I don't know how to explain it, you know, that talent on the ball, you do wonder why they cannot create as many like bang on chances as they probably should. And that's going to be something that's a concern. And so it's something that we need to look at moving forward. Now, I do think they will probably shift to a little bit more of we are willing to play against the ball because it helps our defense too, because we don't have to worry about transition defense, which has always been a weakness of the Galaxy. The set piece defense problem, I mean, if they don't fix it this week, what are we doing here, right? They should be able to do it. I think it definitely does make sense. But I think there is a lot of good and somewhat a lot of great at times for the Galaxy. It's just, it's those moments, those boneheaded moments where you're just wondering, like, how do you concede these goals? And that happened in this game on that corner kick. But I do think, you know, Peck and Pencil are amazing, and they've unlocked something in Riqui that I think is really fascinating to watch. And I do think that this is not a complete team. As we know, they're going to go out in the summer and they're probably going to make a couple moves. And obviously center back, they are at the bottom of the depth chart, so we will see how that goes. But I do think as we get a little bit further with this group, the mistakes they make are mistakes that I am like, okay, they're not deeply unfixable mistakes. And that's why I think, you know, this game, and I think some of the stuff I saw against LAFC and stuff like that, they've gone on the road, they've done very well, and they've done very well in a league where teams that go on the road are not supposed to do very well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, part of me feels like MLS is going to MLS, right? But just to your point on the summer transfers and Puig, it really makes me nervous if Puig does, in fact, leave us and go to Europe. And I get it. Obviously, he's going to do whatever's best for him. That said, we do have talent and big players, but when you're looking at this game, the creation, the chances, finally his pass that he's been trying like for five games finally worked, and we get a goal out of it. In no way am I trying to undermine that play. I'm just saying that we need Poosh on this team. We have plenty of other contenders, and I'll get into them in a minute, but Poosh is crucial to the success on this team and for them to be contenders in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, because he delivers something that the Galaxy haven't had for years, which is that little bit of creativity that just sees the field a little bit differently than everyone else. And I think they can replace Pooch, but it's more like it would be a complete and total putting a Band-Aid over a gaping wound sort of thing. Like it would be a massive, steak knife stuck in someone's arm, and just like, we'll put a little bandage on there, we'll see what happens. Like it's
Well, and
just
these
he.
guys are finally meshing together as well. So then, like, I mean, it's gonna happen. I get it, but like, damn, right when I feel like
No, I
I
don't, but
finally
I
get
don't.
the hang of it. I mean, it's also why it's important to pick up every point you can.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to happen this summer, to be quite honest. If it could, if Barcelona comes knocking, because I know Barcelona had a sell-on clause slash a kind of an exclusivity clause in that contract, so maybe Barcelona looks at him and says, we're desperate enough that we can mold you, we can do something with you, but even it's just. Everything looks a little sharper, and I think the Galaxy just have that extra player quality this year rather than seasons past, where sometimes it Bruce Arena said the quote, and I'll paraphrase here a little bit, but just sometimes you overthink tactics, or you overthink a game, or you over whatever you want to use there. Sometimes you just need 11 really good players to go do what 11 really good players should do, which is be good. And the Galaxy have probably eight really good players. Well, three fantastic players, three really good players, maybe two good players. And that's sometimes enough to get you through a game. And so, yeah, it looked like they were holding on for dear life in this game, and they were. Let's not kid ourselves here. But sometimes, again, you have the better players in the same positions than the other team, and you win games. That happened. I'm okay with that. I don't, it doesn't need to be this grandiose statement about anything. It's just sometimes your better players go out and beat the hell out of the other team. So that happens. It's a question, I think, for me of these are chronic problems in terms of transition defense, set piece defense, the way that they get into their rest defense shape that we've identified for 2, 3, 4 years now. Why are we still approaching it in the same philosophy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I am in agreement with you on that. Exactly what you just did, going through the roster and kind of giving them like a little pre-assessment. I did feel that way. These are, again, big players. They have the talent. They're doing a lot better. As far as the grandioseness goes, I think that's kind of the expectation for the club, as the Galaxy go, as being a fan over the history of it. That said, I understand we have to build ourselves back to the winning waves. And so Delgado is invaluable to this team. I mean, Puig is obviously a big necessity there. Paintsill can't praise him enough of what speed and talent and creation and everything that, I mean, he's had a good game almost every game when the other team doesn't figure out how to keep him quiet, right? Peck, for me, I'm gonna say he's kind of taking a little time to adjust to MLS. I mean, I know it's not fair to compare him to Paintsill, who basically walked in the door and was just ready and seemed to have things figured out and like he'd been playing here and playing with these guys already. That's incredible. I think that just might be his IQ. Peck is a fantastic player, but he's just slow sometimes, and he just seems to be taking a little bit of time to adjust to the team.
I mean, Pantsil came in after playing a full season too. Like he came in after playing in the Belgian league for, a half season. So he obviously would have been a little bit more on the warmed up side than Peck. And I agree with you that Peck just doesn't have that little, extra edge that we were expecting, but I think it's going to come. I mean, I've seen too much film of the guy to believe that he's going to be a dud here. Like, I just, even if he, if we consider a dud season for Gabriel Peck's, what, 6 goals, 6 assists, that's not a bad season by any stretch of the imagination. And he's already, impressed. So I think we're just, it's that little 5% that he just doesn't have yet, but it's going to come. It's one of those things where I think you can approach that with confidence, saying, okay, yeah, he's still a little off the pace, but he's gonna get there. Like everything I've seen makes me believe he is going to get there.
Yeah, that's a really good point, especially going into San Jose in a minute here. But hey, Jovalich gets his sixth goal, and look who was involved in the play. Of course, it's who should deliver a ball wide, and the rebound inside the 6 yard box, boom, there's Jovalich, just where he's been playing,
I think you're burying the lead a little bit on Pooch delivers a ball to Paintsil, and Paintsil kind of makes it. Yeah, no. He didn't just deliver a ball. I mean, he delivered one of the most ridiculous passes you could possibly ever see. I mean, literally, he took
Well, I said it's the pass that you've
seven.
been trying to get to work.
Yeah, he took seven players out of the play. Like, that's not just delivering a ball. That is absolute mental insanity.
I love it. I love it. Christian was so excited. Can we just talk about how incredible
It's
that pass was? No,
just
you're absolutely right.
ridiculous.
Well,
And
that's why I don't want Pooch to go anywhere,
there's
because he's
people
literally involved in every play that we score in.
on the internet that are literally tweeting out about how Pooch is not that good of a player. Are you, did we
No, just
watch that
ignore those.
pass?
Oh
Are
my
you
God.
kidding me?
Yeah, and like I said, Pooch is literally involved in every play in which we score.
Third goal too. I mean, oh my
Yes.
God, like, come on.
Yeah. The notes say Pooch delivered a long pass down the right flank that released Josef Paintsil behind the Vancouver defense. Paintsil's first time cutback pass was knocked in by the arriving run of Diego Fagundes inside the middle of the box. Boom. There you go. Diego Fagundes, another amazing
Now,
player.
I'm gonna amend the notes here because I think we need to make this very clear. It's not Pooch delivers a long ball to Paintsil who
I
finds
love
Diego
it.
Fagundes. It is Pooch lovingly caresses the ball for two touches and then USPS FedEx airmails an absolutely express pass with the most simple elegance to Paintsil. Like, let's get this right, people.
That's it. They need to have you writing these notes. I hope someone's listening. Yeah, no, it's incredible. The when these
Rui Puig
guys,
makes
I
a
can see how those
Fabergé
saves,
egg of a pass to Paintsil.
those
Rui
goals
Puig.
make a signature, right? We finally see the things that they've been working so hard to get, and this is the team that we know the Galaxy can be. This is what makes us excited and gets us up for saying we're MLS Cup contenders, I know we said we're not there yet, but that's the feeling that you get when you're sitting there and you're watching this happen at home. Nothing feels better than not only a win, but finally you see the guys connecting.
I mean, we're getting to the point where your record says a lot about you, right? Like we're kind of there at this point. And what does the record say about the LA Galaxy? That, they've won 4 games. They've only lost 1 game. They've drawn 3 times. Yes, true. They lead MLS in points per game. Like they are top of MLS right now, and they are tied for points per game with the Red Bulls. Like, what is that? I mean, I think that's, isn't this record kind of tell you everything about it? Yeah, the goal differential could be a little bit better. I think it probably should be a little bit better. But I mean, at this point in the season, your record tells a lot about who you are. And doesn't that say, like, 4-1-3, doesn't that say a lot? That this actually is a pretty good team.
Yeah, and once the Galaxy have faced their opponents once, because obviously then the games start repeating on the West here, then you're hoping that they'll be able to continue to win again against San Jose, keep beating the Western teams, especially when teams like Seattle are struggling. But then, you know, it all comes back to that big Rose Bowl game in summer. And those are the big games that we want to have that pride. We want to keep holding on to that. It feels so good to win a rivalry game, and that's what we have this Sunday.
Yeah, and just to quickly kind of answer to that point as well, the amount of times I've heard the likes of Matt Doyle, Andrew Wiebe on Extra Time or whatever, they keep saying the Galaxy are going to come down to earth at some point. Well, yeah, they had to lose a game at some point, and El Tráfico is always just going to be that trap game. But, you know, really, like, it doesn't, based off some of these results, it doesn't feel like that's necessarily going to happen. Like, this is going to be a team that will have a home playoff series, that will be a contender in the West. It just feels like this is sustainable, rather than necessarily being like, oh yeah, they were a team that got hot for five games and we'll all kind of, you know, what will happen last year, which is, you know, what they did this year, or what happened in 2023, which is, you know, they looked hot in the beginning of the year for 10 games and they completely shattered to earth and then never came back. Yeah, that's going to happen again this year. I don't think it is. I think this is a team that has much better personnel than it did last year. And I think that's good enough for me to believe that this is actually a very, very good team. I'm not going MLS Cup contender route. I'm not, mainly for my own sanity, but they are very good and they play a very bad San Jose side at home this weekend. I like the Galaxy's chances.
Absolutely. I'm always more comfortable when the Galaxy play at home, although they haven't really dazzled at home, right? They're on fire on the road. So I'm really looking for that signature game that we keep calling for at home. Does it feel good to beat a team that isn't their best right now? We were just saying it, who cares? Let's get those points. Let's get that win. Let's beat San Jose and then on to the next challenge, because that's what we're looking at down the road here, is like challenge after challenge. And, yeah, I mean, I just want to keep winning.
Yeah. I mean, San Jose's points per game is 0.38. That's lowest in the league by about a mile. So yeah, the underlying numbers, it's not good over there in San Jose. I mean, 7 losses, only 1 win, a goal differential of negative 10. Like, that indicates a lot of things where I'm sitting there being like, ooh, okay, yeah, no, this isn't, well, I mean, as a Galaxy fan, I'm more than happy to see that. But if I, you know, taking the Galaxy glasses off real quick, yeah, that's not good. They are not great in defense. Their goalkeeper, they don't know who their goalkeeper is. If we, like, I mean, this is bad. You know, like, if I think it was Matt Doyle that tweeted out, this should feel like rock bottom for San Jose fans. I'm going to propose that it could get worse rather than get better. It's the Galaxy are kind of coming into a really good run of form right now. If I am a San Jose fan, I'm watching this from behind the couch trying to hide my eyes, because this could get ugly if you are a San Jose fan.
Yeah, you know, San Jose is definitely going to be frustrated. So the Galaxy just have to keep their tempers cool. Just don't get unnecessary cards. Don't give up unnecessary penalty kicks. Don't give up set pieces. And I think we're golden at home.
I mean, they let Cole Bassett score. Like, this is not a team that I would be considering as definitely something to be writing home about. And the fact of the matter is that Colorado kind of plays very similar to the way the Galaxy play. In terms of just trying to use the ball to unsettle a defense. And if you're going to let that Colorado team, which I think is decent, not great, score 3 goals against you, I think you've just got problems left, right, and center. And I do feel the Galaxy are going to be galvanized by this performance in Vancouver. They'll be galvanized by the win at home against Seattle. They also, I think, took losing El Tráfico personally from some of the programming I saw around the team. So I think this is a perfect moment. We don't do the predictions on the show, so let's I'll pump the brakes just a little bit and say San Jose can be dangerous on the counterattack. They do have a promising forward line. just the issue that's been this year is they've had a significant disconnect between getting the ball to that forward line, but when they do, they can be successful. And the Galaxy allowed them to score against them when we went up to San Jose. I do just think the way that Peck and Pencil and Pooch attacked and destroyed Vancouver whenever they came up and played on the counter press, I just don't see a way that San Jose really can hurt them because they just can't get the ball to their forward line. Now, if they can figure that out, the Galaxy are going to struggle because, again, we've talked about transition defense and rest defense and all the other all of it. But I just look at a team that let Colorado not just beat them, but absolutely rip them off the field. I don't see that team hurting the Galaxy for more than maybe 10 minutes. And if the Galaxy can play 80 minutes at the highest level possible with the speed and precision that they can play with in possession, I just don't see anywhere where San Jose can hurt them.
Yeah, and that's a really good point there. But I'm glad Jalen is going to be back. Like you said, we need the center back depth. We need younger guys back there. But he hasn't been playing with the team. Yeah, he's been training with them. I don't know. Does he come off the bench as a sub? And that's the other thing, Vanny, with the subs, for the love of God, sub, sir. Why is he afraid of that?
Yeah, I mean, I could see Jalen getting, 20, 30 minutes in this game because I think they need to bring him back as fast as possible. In terms of maybe him, starting this game, again, he's going to have to start a game at some point because you need him, right? Like, you desperately need him and you need to have youth in that back line. But I just don't see a world where they do that. He's still also relatively young. I think he needs a little bit more time just to, bed in with the team. I would be interested to see the status of Garces, if he's, been with the team in training, because this could be a great game to bet in a new center back and have him build up the reps with either, with Yoshida or Kostas, depending on how Vinny attacks this game. But yeah, I think, for Neil, if you get into a situation where maybe you're 2, 3, 4 up in the, 70th minute, just give him 20 minutes to just, touch grass, literally, touch ball, literally. And I think that would be the most optimal situation. But I would be hard pressed to see him from the start.
Since we don't do predictions on the show, I'm just going to hope for a major win at home, signature show of a game, and a clean sheet. That's what I want. Score, Galaxy.
I think you might be right. I think that might just happen because San Jose is, it's not good up there.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Let's have fun on Sunday and stay tuned.
See you Sunday and have a great week.